Joining Rosie and Romy in studio today are the painting experts from PPG Pittsburgh Paints and the Arizona Painting Company. We're spending a day with a painter.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
How do you want to paint a door black?
I never even knew this was a painting song.
They didn't either.
It was, yeah.
Welcome to the Rosie on the House program. If you'd like to be a part of it, it's simple, it's free, and it's easy. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We have John in Sun Lakes with a question on covering over wallpaper.
Before we go to the call, I wanted to finish up something Ruth Ann had said about these apps on your phone. You can get it with iPhone or Droid for PPG. It's called Voice of Color. But one really cool feature, she talked about finding something in your room that you a color you already have. Okay, so like a vase or a lamp or whatever. And there's a feature on here, you grab a photo of that, and it will identify the color for you, the paint color. And then it will give you complementary colors to go with it as well. So if you're like me and you just are so overwhelmed, it's really a great way to start. So then you can go into the store and show them what you've got, and it shows you the color, and bing, you're just there.
It color matches to a PPG paint deck,
yeah,
and gives you the name of the paint.
The exact paint, the
Very
exact
good.
Color. I matched my shirt this morning.
All right.
It was great.
All right.
And then the other thing is on the website, you can download a picture of any room in your house and pull it up into this program they have. And it will you can change the color in the room just with the click of a button. So you can try on different colors to your room.
Oh, no, I like that. Yeah. Now, I could see a lot of applications for that.
Yeah.
Even if it isn't an exact replication, you could tell what does the room look like in green, in
right.
blue, in
and,
yellow,
mm-hmm. so
in
you can
black.
Kind of choose the color off that accent you had and put it in the room and see if you liked it and if it brought out the right things or not.
You know, Rosie, that may have saved you a lot of agony on your Big Bird room.
Anything could have saved me a lot of agony on the Big Bird room, that's for sure. Maybe staying home during the day and painting it during the day would have been a good idea. But, hey, we've got John that's calling from Sun City. We're going to turn this question over to Joe Miller of the Arizona Paint Company. Painting over wallpaper.
Yeah, Rosie, it's a... Wallpaper is always a big headache when people want to get rid of it. We don't recommend just painting over it. It will, you know, it may tend to peel as soon as you get the moisture from the paint on the wallpaper. It may just tend to start peeling. What we like to do, if we can't get it off, we try to get it off first. We would just seal the wallpaper to the wall with an oil-based primer and just retexture the whole wall to match the rest of the room.
And his question in particular is that the pattern of the wallpaper is beginning to bleed through the coat of paint that's already there.
Right, right. And that's why it's most important just to seal it up, retexture it, and then retexture it to match the room, and then just paint it.
And we're talking about sealing it with like a pigmented lacquer or what?
Just an oil-based primer, your typical oil, to really seal it and lock it in.
I remember we used to always scrape it. I mean, and they sell that Tiger paw that perforates it, and you roll it, and
right, right.
wet it down, and you scrape it off, and then you get the glue off. How would you know when to cover and when to remove?
There are simple little tests. You know, the corners at the ceiling, at the floor, at the baseboards, or pull off a light switch. They always, whenever they're put on, light switches or covers are taken off, and then it's wrapped under. You can usually just pull a corner of that. If the picture only comes off, then the backing seems probably is on there pretty good.
Can coat over it.
And then you just coat right over it, yes. We've tried those little Tiger that perforates the, you know, and a lot of times it may go right into the drywall. And now you're dealing with a whole other issue.
Well, you know, and a lot of that depends on the prep the wallpaper hanger took in the first place. Anyway, a lot of guys just go in, they don't size the wall, they don't prep the wall. And some of that stuff, you just sneeze on it and it slides off, you know. But boy, if it was put on right,
it's not coming off.
Dale, have you tried to take much wallpaper off?
I've tried a few times, and it's a mess.
It can be. If it's
definitely
done right, it's a real mess taking it off.
It could take several hours to do one wall.
We were stumped one time in a home that was in a historic district in downtown Phoenix where we were trying to get the wallpaper off. And we fought it and fought it and fought it. And this goes back to, boy, this was the early 80s. And I finally gave up. And I said, guys, she wants a sand-textured finish in here to simulate the plaster finish. I said, let's just throw some silica sand and some drywall mud and let's go over it. And man, we did that in an afternoon. It was gorgeous. But of course, that's a wet, water-based drywall mud.
Yep.
When we came back the next day, it had soaked through the wallpaper just enough to all fall off. So that we learned that trick. Anytime you want to get, if you want to get wallpaper off, just give it more water.
Yeah, try to get it off first, and if it doesn't, then
give it more water. Exactly. Give it more water and give it more water. Hey, I'd like to take a minute and talk about something you can only get at Rosie on the House. It's called the Arizona Staycation. You register for it at rosieonthehouse.com. Sanderson Ford gives you the opportunity, if you're the lucky winner, to go down to their demo lot. And they keep about 30, 40 cars in their demo lot. You get to pick any car in that demo lot, and Sanderson Ford gives it to you for a long weekend. When we find out where you want to go and when you want to go, Rosie on the House pays for everything else. We put you up in the motel, we pay for your food, pay for the gas to get there and back. It's absolutely the only place you can win a three-day weekend, not spend a dime, get to go exactly where you want to go and exactly when you want to go. Only at rosieonthehouse.com. Now listen, I know it's Memorial Day weekend. I know a lot of you are already on the road. You're already headed to that particular destination, or you're there. Or, as we've talked about earlier in this three-day weekend, maybe you're using the three-day weekend to try and tackle a project around your home. Well, listen, if you're still wondering what to do, I'm going to tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, Prescott is your destination, your Arizona destination, this particular weekend. And I'll tell you why. You've heard me talking about the not-so-gentle tamer statue that they're actually casting in bronze, 10 foot tall. It's at the foundry in Prescott Valley. It's called the Bronze Smith. They're going to have factory tours. They had it all day yesterday. They're having it up to 2 o'clock today. They're actually going to be casting that 10 foot tall statue. They're actually giving foundry tours. Again, that's at the Bronze Smith Fine Art Foundry and Gallery. It's right there on Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. And the other thing, the reason we are going to Prescott this weekend is not only to see that, but Phippen Art Museum, if you like Western art, you have got to get through the doors of the Phippen Western Art Museum in Prescott Valley. And this weekend, they're having their annual Memorial Day Western Artist Sale. They actually have 100 Western artists outside on the Courthouse Square in downtown Prescott. And it is a great opportunity to get up, to get outside, and to see some of the up-and-coming Western artists that are all there in an outdoor gallery. You can stop in at the what's our restaurant up there? The Rusty Spur is one right there on the square. You also
The Lone Spur.
Okay. You've got several right there on the restaurant. What's the Bin that we like over on
Bin
Sheldon Street?
239 and a half, right Bin across from Spring Hill Suites, where we always stay in downtown Prescott, walking distance from the square.
You've got El Gato Azul that's right around the corner there. Excellent food there. So just a great opportunity for you to go spend a great weekend in the Prescott area. When you go to Prescott, you have to stay at the same place we stay. We love the Marriott facilities up there. They've got the Residence Inn out in Prescott Valley, or just as you're leaving Prescott Valley and getting into Prescott. And then, of course, Spring Hill Suites. If you can get a room there, we love it because it's walking distance to everything. There you go. It's the Arizona Staycation, brought to you by Sanderson Ford, Rosie on the House, and the Arizona Office of Tourism. Let's get back to the topic of painting. We've talked a lot about the different paint products. We've talked about a lot of the questions people have answered. If you'd like to get in a question, we have time for you to take one or two more calls. You can ring us at 1-888-767-4348. But I'll tell you, the only thing more confusing about the different materials and colors you can pick, Joe, I'm going to take this question to you. Why do we need 14 different types of tape?
We don't.
Oh, you really?
We really don't. You really don't need blue.
You got
blue.
The blue, you got the orange, you got the green. You got everything.
Yeah.
They're all color-coded good. For certain purposes.
Exactly. The one thing I do say, the blue tape is good for wood cabinets. They won't pull out the finish. But as far as, you know, doing work around the house, as far as the painting goes, your typical masking tape, you can do crisp lines with normal 3M masking tape. You can cover your baseboards. It'll stick to the carpet. And we use it strictly for everything.
Just your beige color?
Yep, basic masking tape.
Now, I have seen the beige masking tape left on a glass surface in the sun. When you remove it, you've got some of the adhesive residue on there. Now you're single-edge razor blazing it.
Cleaning it off. Yeah, sure, trying to clean it off, yes.
So that's the one. I've never seen blue paint, blue tape leave that residue.
But I guess it depends on how long it's in the sun for.
Yeah.
Blue tape can do it. As long as you don't leave your windows covered for, you know, more than a day or so, you really won't have the problem with the tape.
Okay. So you're not a big believer in all the different flavors of tape that they've got?
There's not. Other than the blue for, you know, stained materials, wood floors, cabinets.
Hey, now listen, I will differ with you on this. A lot of homeowners want to paint a straight line over an interior drywall surface that has textured, so you got a lot of ins and outs. And yes. I've never been able to get the beige-colored masking tape to really give me a straight line. So I always default to that frog tape, and it does a pretty darn good job.
It does. If you want to pay double the price for it for one roll, but as far as making a straight line, normal masking tape, a trick of the trade that a lot of painters do know, most homeowners don't know. I've literally stopped somebody in Home Depot asking somebody about how to make a straight line. I'll stop them and tell them, like, look, use a regular roll of tape. Use a nice paintable caulking. Just put a nice little groove down the edge of that tape line and paint it.
Okay, so I'm going to take 1-inch wide masking tape, and I'm going to chalk my line or mark my line. Yep. I'm going to run that tape right along the straight line that I want to make. I'm going to use a 1-inch putty knife and just kind of embed the tape as best I can in and out and around the raised textured surfaces. Mm-hmm. And then where am I going to caulk?
Right on the painted edge of the tape. You'll just put a little bit of caulking on your finger, just smear it down the edge of that tape that you're actually painting, and it fills the voids. And once you pull the tape off, you've got a nice crisp line from whichever color you painted.
I mean, really crisp.
Really crisp. It doesn't let the paint bleed through.
Now, do you do that while the paint and the caulk are still wet, or do you have to let it dry and then remove it?
Personally, my experience of I've always done it wet.
Do it wet.
Yep.
And then you don't have that skinned over paint peeling back off of it.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
All right, we're going to have to wrap it up there. We'll come back right after this. It's Rosie on the house.